254.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here tonight. We're going to start things out. We're actually coming up. Hopefully, we're going to get a chance to give you an update on what's happening with old Sheriff Joe down in Maricopa County. But first, we go to a story that is pretty chilling. In fact, both of these stories are chilling, so it was tough for me to decide which one to go with. But we're going to go with this one. Washington Post reporting that the Maryland State Police classified 53 nonviolent activists as terrorists and entered their names and personal information into state and federal databases that track terrorism suspects, says the state police chief himself as of yesterday. Police Superintendent Terrence Sheridan revealed at a legislative hearing that the surveillance operation, which targeted opponents of the death penalty and the Iraq War, was
far... These sound like dangerous folks, opponents of the death penalty and the Iraq War.
We would qualify as under that category.
Yep.
Was far more extensive, he said, than was known when its existence was disclosed in July. The department started sending letters of notification Saturday to the activists, inviting them to review their files before they're purged from the databases. He told the Senate, the names don't belong in there. It's as simple as that. The surveillance took place over 14 months in 2005 and 2006. Under administration of a different governor, the former state police superintendent who authorized the operation, Mr. Thomas Hutchins, defended the program in testimony yesterday. He said the program was a bulwark against potential violence.
This is the guy that administers the list?
This is the guy that created, he authorized the operation.
Okay.
Back in 2005.
What a surprise. The guy that is in charge of putting it all together, he's defending it.
Yeah, he says...
Yeah, you know, it's his budget and everything.
He says the program is a bulwark against potential violence and called the activists fringe people. Now, this is sounding awfully familiar to me, Mark, because I was sitting with you in a courtroom recently. Our friend Lauren Canario was sitting in federal court on a... It wasn't actually failure to appear. It was protesting. No, excuse me. She was in the IRS office standing silently with a V mask on. Yes. And they
failure
disorderly conduct.
Yeah, failure to follow orders or whatever.
Right, right. Failure to obey, I believe, is what the charge was. And the prosecutor was up there begging the judge for a maximum penalty because the reason was because he believed that Lauren's activities could incite violence. He believed that this peaceful woman, who never in her life has harmed another person, who was standing quietly in an IRS office, not disturbing anybody's business, as the government continued to call what went on in the IRS office, not disturbing anybody, the fact that this woman was standing there peacefully was somehow going to incite people to violence. That's what this sounds like right here, the idea that these activists against the Iraq War
right.
are
If you're
fringe,
doing something that's – if you're standing up for what you believe in, you're a fringe person.
Right. Yeah, apparently if you're – apparently if you just bow down and do whatever the state does, then you're okay. But if you actually believe in something and make it known,
yep.
then you're fringe and you deserve to be on a terrorist watch list.
I mean these are people that are – anti-death penalty, anti-Iraq war. That's not, I mean, they likely aren't even as far out as you and I are in
Probably
our political
not.
Beliefs. They're just anti-death penalty mm-hmm. or anti-Iraq war. They sounds like Democrats to me.
Sure does. And this ties into some stories we've heard of in the past where we've seen evidence, and it's been admitted, that police departments have, for instance, infiltrated activist groups. Usually leftist yeah. activist groups.
Sure, they'd
groups.
Love to get involved in these things, and then they'd, you know, I mean, if you're the police officer that's doing the deep cover, getting involved in these, you know, the anti-death penalty organization to see if they're terrorists, do you think it's better for your career if you find terrorists or if you don't?
I don't know. I guess if you find them, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're the one who doesn't find terrorists, you're nothing. If you're the guy who finds terrorists, however, you're something.
So you can add a bunch of names to some list.
Do you
and
think
you've...
that there's a benefit to the person who's doing the infiltrating in creating terrorists?
Yes, they might get a promotion, I suppose.
Look, this is
it's crazy.
This is dumb.
This is dangerous. It's more dangerous. than dumb because these people have not harmed anyone and they are not terrorists, but they've been added to a list of terrorists. Let me continue the story here from the Washington Post. Sheridan, this is the man that Sheridan is the person I believe who is against. Yes, I believe he's against the list. He said protest groups were also entered as terrorist organizations in the databases, but his staff has not identified which ones. Stunned senators pressed Sheridan to apologize to the activists for the spying, assailed in an independent review last week as overreaching by law enforcement officials who are oblivious to their violation of the activists' rights of free expression and association. The letter obtained by the Washington Post does not apologize, but admits that the state police have no evidence whatsoever of any involvement in violent crime by those classified as terrorists. Hutchins told the committee it was not accurate to describe the program as spying. Again, this is the man who organized the program, Mr. Hutchins. He says, I doubt anyone who has used that term has ever met a spy. What John Walker did is spying, said he said, referring to John Walker Jr., a communications specialist for the U.S. Navy convicted of selling secrets to the Soviet Union. Hutchins said the intelligence agents whose logs were obtained by the ACLU of Maryland as part of a lawsuit were monitoring open public meetings. His officers sought a situational awareness of the potential for disruption as death penalty opponents prepared to protest the executions of two men on death row. So because there was a potential for disruption, he said, I don't believe the First Amendment is any guarantee to those who wish to disrupt the government. He said he didn't notify.
Of course he doesn't.
Right. Clearly that.
I mean, clearly anybody who thinks that a death penalty protester is a terrorist, obviously he doesn't believe in the First Amendment, period.
No.
He thinks if you want to protest, write a letter to the editor. Here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares.
This is the new America. I mean, this is the America, country first, rights. Who knows what those things are anymore? Hutchins didn't name the commander of the Division of Homeland Security and Intelligence who informed him in March of 2005 the surveillance had begun. More than a year later, after they said, we're not getting much here, Hutchins said he cut off what he called a low-level operation. But Senator James Brochin noted that undercover troopers used aliases to infiltrate organizational meetings, rallies, and group email lists. He called the spying a deliberate infiltration to find out every piece of information necessary on groups such as the Maryland Campaign to End the Death Penalty and the Baltimore Pledge of Resistance. When Hutchins called their members fringe people, the audience of activists who filled the seats in the hearing room in Annapolis at that time sighed, clearly. Being frustrated over all of this nonsense. Some activists said yesterday that they have received letters. Others said they were waiting with anticipation to see whether they were on the state police watch list. Laura Listing of Catonsville, member of the Baltimore Coalition Against the Death Penalty, said she received her notification yesterday and she wants a hard copy of her file because she doesn't trust the police to purge it. She said we need as much protection as possible. Both Hutchins and Sheridan said the activists' names were entered into the state database as terrorists, partly because the software offered limited options for classifying entries. So, well, the government bureaucrat software is just not good enough, so we had to choose terrorist as the entry.
Right. There wasn't death penalty activist.
The police also entered activist names into the federal Washington Baltimore High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area database, which tracks suspected terrorists. One well-known anti-war activist, Max Obuzeski, was singled out in the intelligence logs released by the ACLU, which described a primary crime of terrorism anti-government and a secondary crime of terrorism anti-war protesters. So it sounds to me like their software lists some very clear options that describe peaceful protests.
Hmm.
Terrorism-anti-war protesters. Sheridan said he didn't think the names were circulated to other agencies in the federal system and that they're not on the federal government's terrorist watch list. That's what he said he thinks. Hutchins said some names might have been shared with the National Security Agency. So,
sweet.
You know, this cat's out of the bag as far as cleaning these names up from all the potential databases they could be on. Who knows how difficult that would be? Although the Indian...
You know, you just think how awful it is for these people. There's a terrorist watch list and then there's no-fly list. Imagine if somehow you end up on the no-fly list. you can't fly.
Right. Because you went to an anti-war protest.
Dumb Maryland state trooper decided to call you a terrorist because you're against the death penalty?
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. You're welcome to comment on this. There's a little bit more to the story on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for libertarian students and recent graduates interested in careers in movies, film, animation, or video game production for their spring and summer and fall internships. All positions are paid. Include participation in a career workshop. For more information, visit libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
We're talking about a very disturbing story out of the Washington Post, but I don't know, maybe it shouldn't be disturbing. Maybe it's just more of the same. Over the last several years, there have been several instances of the government people at various different levels infiltrating peace groups, activist groups that are nonviolent, they're peaceful. They go and they hold signs and chant and stuff like that, you know, activism. And so these cops have infiltrated the groups. They have not only done that now, we're discovering that in Maryland, the police there have taken at least 50, over 50 names of some of these activists and placed them on terrorist lists, lists of terrorists. They placed them in there as the primary crime of terrorism anti-government, or the secondary crime of terrorism anti-war protesters. This is in the high-intensity drug trafficking database. They also have a different database where they were putting people's names. They put groups in as potential terrorist groups, so if you're in a member of one of these groups, even if they don't have your name, you're still considered a terrorist. And so some of this information is coming out, and obviously people, as they should be, are pretty disturbed about this. Because you have to ask yourself, how is it that they could be so confused about what terrorism is? I mean, if you go to the dictionary and you look up the word terrorism, I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I will do it here in a moment. I'm pretty sure it has to do with violence, you know, actually using violence in order to achieve some sort of political change. Isn't that how you understand it, Mark?
I would think that you cause terror through violence, yeah.
Right. Someone who is a terrorist is one who terrorizes or frightens others. Terrorist is one who engages in an act of terrorism. I guess I should have looked up terrorism. Anyway.
Yes, because by defining a word, that's just a dumb...
Number one, terrorism. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. These people who are protesting the death penalty and who are protesting the Iraq war are not threatening.
They're actually
anybody.
Protesting violence.
Yes.
And that's what these violent people don't get. The Maryland state troopers that they were sending in undercover, well, they use violence to do their job. They threaten people on a daily basis.
Exactly.
No wonder they don't understand what the definition of terrorist is.
Well, you know what I think it is, Mark? I think it's the legal land world where a word can be redefined to mean something completely different. In the realm of legal land, you can change the government. The government system can be changed through acts of civil disobedience, through acts of what the government might consider terrorism. I mean, because it's essentially a threat to their establishment. Civil disobedience and non-cooperation are threats to the status quo. They're threats to the government's legitimacy. Now, it's not violent. There's no violence whatsoever being engaged in, but the government itself is threatened, and therefore it feels endangered and feels as though it must take action against whatever people or entities or groups are out there working against its active programs. So I bet you if you went and you dug around through the various different pieces of terrorism or anti-terrorism legislation that have been put out there at the national level or even at local and state levels recently, you would probably find out that the definition is very, very much wider than the standard dictionary definition. Like, you know, to the point where anything that threatens the government in some way, that threatens the size of the state or the power of the state or something like that, could be considered terrorism. That's my guess on this. Because they can redefine words in legal land.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that they're redefining it or not. To me, It seems like an overzealous bureaucrat.
Here's a little more from the story from the Washington Post. Although the independent report on the surveillance released last week said it was part of a broad effort by the state police to gather information on protest groups across the state, one of the bureaucrats said the department is not aware of any surveillance as intrusive as the spying on death penalty and war opponents. So they got caught with their hands all red over this one particular issue, and the bureaucrat is saying, well, that's as far as it went. There's nobody else we've been spying on. That's it. Trust us.
Yeah.
The police notified the protesters at the recommendation of a former U.S. attorney who was assigned to review covert monitoring. In a report last week, one of these bureaucrats also recommended regulations that forbid such spying on protest groups unless the state police chief believes it's justified. So, I mean, this is their response. This is their concern. The state attorney general is saying, well, now we've gone a little too far here. We can't be out there just spying on any old protest group. No, we should have regulations that prevent that unless the state police chief says it's okay. So that's going to be real hard to get approved, right? The state police chief, all he has to do is say okay, and then they can go ahead and spy on these groups. Really, I mean, this is so mealy-mouthed, so lame as far as a response. You cannot expect the government to do any sort of level of protecting your rights. You have to stand up for yourself. Because these bureaucrats and these politicians are not interested in it. They're interested in expanding the state, but at the same time pretending to give a damn
about
you.
Every time the government expands in any way, shape, or form, your freedoms contract. It cannot expand without your freedoms contracting.
Toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more disturbing news, and Mark, I believe you have a story to share with us. But actually, first, we're going to go to your phone calls. Paula is on the line, calling from Florida. Hello, Paula.
Hi, hon. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, we just heard something on the news that China is asking for a one-world currency, and some of the other countries now are asking for a one-world government and currency.
Why would China be asking for a one-world currency?
I have no idea. But anyway, we heard something today on the Power Hour. I checked it out. They said that they were threatening everybody with this anthrax vaccine, that they were going to force everybody to take it.
Who's this? Who's that?
It was
left?
On the Power Hour this morning. Anyway, I checked it out. Nobody knew anything about it.
They.
But anyway, this thing, I mean, I just don't see any way for this working. I mean, the thing is now all the currencies are just basically a worldwide banking system, you know. And I think it's what it's going to come down to, because they said that they'd stop minting this gold and silver coins. The
I
treasury.
Don't think that it's very likely. I don't think what you're suggesting is very likely, because
I hope
the central
that doesn't
banks,
happen, but I mean, you know, this is what I think it looks like they're working towards.
Yeah, there are some people. I believe you that there are some people that would like to see a central bank worldwide and would like to see a UN-style government overarching every other government in the world. No doubt about it. However, I don't think the people running the various central banks in each country are going to be too interested in that proposition, because essentially that would be losing their power.
Not to mention that London, the largest banking country or city in the world, makes a great deal of its money on currency exchange.
Thanks for the concern, Paul. Appreciate the call tonight. Don't believe everything you hear on the radio. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Mark, you've got a disturbing story coming up involving, what was it?
It's a... I'm ready to sell. Maricopa County.
Oh, yeah,
office.
Old Sheriff Joe. We'll find out what's going on with him in moments. Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included, along with a 30-day money-back guarantee, by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the archives. We've got an entire year worth of the program right there, front page of the website. Just click download. They are yours. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy those on us. Also, visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get signed up for the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum happening in early March. You want to get on board with the Free Talk Live discount code 2009FTL. You need that to get a 10% discount on the already low early bird price of $199 for the entire weekend. That's now, of course, that doesn't include hotel or whatever it's going to cost you to travel up here. But you want to get here because the Liberty Forum is an amazing event. It's going to be gathering hundreds of liberty-loving people together, activists together, all in the same place for a wonderful networking, social opportunity, and at the same time, get to see some liberty-oriented luminaries speaking, like John Taylor Gatto, Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, and Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. Those are just a few of the early announcements. We're looking forward to some much bigger names being announced as keynote speakers and that sort of thing coming up here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We've been at the last two of two. We're going to be at this one, so we're looking forward to broadcasting live from there and meeting many of our listeners, and hopefully you. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get signed up. Don't forget to use the discount code 2009FTL. As we continue here with the story out of Maricopa County. What's going on down there in old Sheriff Joe Land?
A federal judge on Tuesday dismissed a lawsuit filed against the Maricopa County Attorney's Office by executives of the New Times newspaper. The suit accused County Attorney Andrew Thomas and his office of negligence, conspiracy, and racketeering and violating the constitutional rights of two journalists, arresting them for publishing details of a grand jury subpoena. U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton additionally ruled that Sheriff Joe Arpaio and private attorney Dennis Wellenchick did not violate the free speech or First Amendment rights of editor Mike Lacey and publisher Jim Larkin. The New Times was the subject of a criminal investigation last year by Wellenchick, who was hired by the county attorney's office as an independent prosecutor. He was asked to secretly explore whether the newspaper broke an obscure state law by posting Arpaio's home address on its website.
So wait a minute. He was hired by the state government people, as in, or the county government, whichever one it was. He was state. Hired by the state to be an independent prosecutor? That doesn't sound very independent to me. The people paying him were the people that wanted him to find something wrong, right?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And apparently, it's to see if he broke some obscure state law by posting Arpaio's home address on the website. The story.
I remember this story. We talked about it on the air.
We pretty much talk about everything Arpaio does, don't we?
No, I'm sure we miss a lot.
The story landed the editors.
He's the most corrupt sheriff in America.
In jail for illegally revealing a secret grand jury investigation, but it also caused Thomas to fire Wellenchick and end the investigation. The investigation ended in October 2007 when the newspaper published a story revealing Wellenchick had obtained a subpoena seeking internet records for all users of the paper's website. In a statement, Thomas said, "I'm grateful that Judge Bolton has dismissed the county attorney's office from this frivolous lawsuit." Neither Lacey nor Larkin could be immediately reached for comment.
Wow. So basically, this federal judge has backed up what is essentially a crackdown on free speech and freedom of the press.
It's certainly the flexing of the muscles by the county attorney's office. If it's not outright muzzling the newspaper,
they arrested these guys for publishing information they came across. If this was a secret grand jury meeting or whatever, and I'm not sure why a grand jury needs to be meeting in secret, but if the grand jury was meeting secretly and somebody released that information to the newspaper, it should not be the newspaper's responsibility to do anything else but decide whether or not they want to publish it. They did not uncover the information illegally.
You're right. It's news.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be, what is this, First Amendment here? Let's see. I know this doesn't apply anymore, but it used to. I mean, people used to believe in this Constitution thing. Freedom of the press. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting free exercise thereof, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
This is an independent judiciary, independent judge here, completely independent of the county attorney's office, whom he does business with on a regular basis, and the sheriff, whom they do business with on a regular basis, ruling against the press. What else could this be?
So are we going to see more of this? Are we going to see more newspaper reporters arrested for revealing things that could possibly damage the legitimacy of the government? I mean, we just finished a story at the beginning of this hour about how protesters, activists are being put on terrorism lists for reasons like terrorism anti-government or terrorism, anti-war protest or something like that. So now are we going to have terroristic journalism where the journalism revealing governmental secrets and things like that could put the government in jeopardy? So therefore, that's considered terrorism, too. It would certainly dovetail right along with this sort of behavior. Where we've seen reporters being arrested for newspapers. We've seen reporters for television stations and TV networks being arrested. There was that gentleman for working for ABC News just a couple months ago back at the, I believe it was the Democratic National Convention outside.
Remember, yeah.
He was trying to get a story standing on what appeared to be a public way and was assaulted and arrested by the police. And then we can go back further, back to Miami, where there was the reporter for a Miami TV station standing out in front of, not even on the property of, but in front of the government school down there, Miami High School. He was arrested. These are just a few of the stories. So how much more of this is going to occur? Seems like just the tip of the iceberg, doesn't it? Police state, anyone? Feel free. You seem stunned, Mark.
I just wonder how long it's going to be.
So
I know I've said it over and over and over again, but no republic has made it more than 250 years. Not one. And ours isn't going to make it either. When's it going to be? When are they going to look back? At what point are they going to say, this is when the Republic of the United States of America disappeared and we slipped off into whatever socialist, fascist iteration that we turn into. Are they going to say that it was the Bush administration when they did away with posse comitatus and habeas corpus optional?
Possible.
I mean, was it at that time that the president could declare somebody to be an enemy combatant and suddenly they existed in this weird netherworld of labeling?
You know, since you bring up the enemy combatant thing, I heard something on the news. I think it was this morning as I was waking up. I heard the news report saying that there's apparently several Chinese prisoners down in Guantanamo Bay that are no longer considered enemy combatants, who are being apparently some court is deciding to keep them there simply because they could be dangerous.
Chinese?
This is what I could have been hazy. I could have been half asleep. I don't know. That's somebody can verify this for me, hopefully. But it sounded there are no rules anymore, Mark. They can do whatever it is that they want to do. And if they get caught doing it, there's never even an apology. I mean, these guys in Maryland that were keeping track of activist names on terrorism lists, they're putting activists down on terrorist watch lists. They didn't apologize for that. They were sorry they got caught, but they didn't apologize to the activists. This is some scary stuff. And the more stuff like this happens, Mark, what you're going to see is even more obedience on the part of the media. I mean, already the media, for the most part, is a lapdog for the government.
And you're going to find them just denying it. You realize in 1943, the average German just denied that they would have denied that they were living in a fascist government. They would have denied that their government was doing anything wrong. I mean, when they're finally showing the emaciated Jews from the camps, obviously they couldn't say anything. But I don't think you're going to see something. They've made that mistake before. They're not going to make that mistake again. This is going to be something entirely different, but I think that people are going to continue to defend it.
Yep.
We're going to be deep, deep, deep into a police state.
Well, even if you're not defending it.
And people are still going to defend it.
Even if you're not defending it, even if all you're doing is shutting up and sort of flying under the radar and doing nothing, you're still part of the problem. If you're not speaking out about this, if you're not taking action, if you're not doing something to change this, you're part of the problem. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com. And I approve this message.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you only a minute. All you need to do is use your email address, quick verification to make sure you're a real person, and your vote will be registered. For this month. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, so we don't ask you to do it too often. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. You help us stay number one on the Podcast Alley Top 10 chart, where we currently are, but not by much. So we really need you. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com.
And the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is this weekend, October 10th, 11th, and 12th. Knob Creek Gun Range, Knob Creek, Kentucky. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns, flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. You can find out more at knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com.
You know, before we go on with this police state fascist socialist news that we unfortunately have to deliver tonight, as we've been doing all hour, how about a little bit of positive news, huh? And then you've got clarification on this Chinese story that I sort of heard in my sleep haze this morning. But here's a little bit of good news for you. Number one, Kat Canning is out of jail early. She is the publisher and the editor of the New Hampshire Free Press. As we reported to you recently, she had been thrown in a federal jail for 15 days on, as we were talking about Lauren earlier, Kat was charged with the same crime of failure to obey and sentenced to 15 days. She was let out early, while Lauren was actually let out 2 days late. Lauren ended up staying in jail for 17 days instead of 15, and Kat was allowed out a handful of days early. So very strange circumstances surrounding that. I understand that Kat is working on an article for the New Hampshire Free Press in regards to her experiences. This was her first time going to jail for non-cooperation, and so it should be interesting to hear what her recollections are and her observations of her experiences. So looking forward to that. And again, you can get more information on that over at nhfree.com, where she's been posting some preliminary stuff over on the forums. I want to hold off on reading that until we get to the final article, because it should be very interesting what they were doing. It sounds awful what these jailers were, how they were treating her. So the good news is Kat's out of jail. Of course, obviously, originally her being put in jail wasn't such great news. I got to see Lauren today, got a hug from her, Lauren Canario, super lady. She's doing the back directing at Free Minds TV, our friends Nick and Toby over at freemindstv.com. I actually was on Free Minds TV this week, so I guess that's a little good news, too. I was talking about the couch situation that I've been dealing with. We spent a good I was there for the entire show talking about non-cooperation in general and some of the success that we've seen up here in New Hampshire with many recent instances of non-cooperation and civil disobedience. So be on the lookout for that upcoming episode. I'll probably send out an update to the updates list later this week, announcing it when it's available at updates.freetalklive.com. Let's see. Other interesting news, I suppose, related news. As I mentioned, the couch situation, I did have a meeting this morning with the couch enforcer himself. I invited him out to lunch. He changed it to a breakfast sort of thing and met him out today. He refused to let me pay for him. So I tried, but we did sit down, had a conversation for about an hour and 15 minutes, and it was interesting.
How'd it go?
I would say it went pretty well. For those just tuning in, I've been under fire from the city of Keene, New Hampshire, for allowing my tenants to leave a couch in their lawn. And they've been threatening me with fines. They tried to take me to, or they want me to go to their court trial over this particular issue. And basically my position is I'd be happy to remove the couch as long as whoever the woman is that complained about it, I know as much as it's a young woman. That's what I know now at this point. Allegedly it's a young woman who reported the couch to the government. As long as she comes and meets me like a neighbor would do, like an adult would do, I'd be happy to remove the couch. That's my position. I don't appreciate being threatened. The reason why I didn't just move it right away when the city bureaucrats came along is because they're an organization that rules with the threat of force. And if you come and threaten me over something, I don't appreciate that tactic very much. So I'm not going to really listen to you when you're threatening me. But if you're coming and talking to me like an adult, well, then we can talk like adults and work something out. So apparently one of the things that I learned from Carl, the couch enforcer today, and he was being a nice guy, as he has been doing recently. He explained to me that this particular lady was not interested in meeting me. He said he went to talk to her about it, and she was not interested in meeting me. In fact, he even offered to accompany her. Perhaps she was afraid, maybe, you know, afraid that I was a psychopath or something like that, maybe going to hurt her.
No, she's afraid in the sense that she's afraid to stand up for what she wants. She's a coward in the sense that she wants to send somebody to do her bidding,
yeah. But
she doesn't want to tell, you know, I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Sort of cowardice.
Right. Well, and she's protected, too, by the way. She doesn't have to show up in court at all.
Look, I'm sorry. That's unconstitutional. You should be able to face your accuser in America. Did
right.
you use that terminology with Carl?
Yes, and his position on that was that he is the accuser because even though she snitched, he went and saw the couch, so therefore he can be the accuser in that particular case.
But he's the arresting officer at the same time.
Well, he didn't make an arrest.
A ticket is arrest.
Okay.
I mean, ask police. That's what they say.
Anyway, that was his position on that particular issue. So, you know, I thought maybe the other thing, Mark, is that maybe she's afraid that if I find out who she is, that I'll retaliate, you know, that I'll find out something about her property that there's something wrong with and go and snitch out her to the code enforcers. I think that might be a legitimate concern on her part because that's what the system encourages, right? I mean, if you know which neighbor, in this world where you have this coercive government, these men and women that are willing to do violence on your behalf in regards to if somebody's got something in their lawn you don't like, then you can utilize this this gun in the room, this element of coercion against your neighbors. It's very, very likely that if a neighbor figures it out from whatever means, maybe, you know, rumors going around the block, for instance, because sometimes that sort of thing happens. People talk. So if you found out who that person was, if you were vindictive, you might want to go ahead and report them just to get them back, right? So that might be what she's thinking is going to be the problem. And I understand that concern. That is, after all, what the system encourages. The system encourages neighbor to rat out neighbor to rat out neighbor, and it encourages a cycle of violence and a cycle of abuse and hatred. Whereas if all she'd done, and Carl actually says that he's actually done this before. He said that he's gone to people and said, well, have you considered talking to them? So the dude isn't completely unreasonable, though he is still a drug warrior, and I sent him a link to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition in the hopes that he would take a serious look at that. But, you know, he suggested that to people before, and he sort of shared my concerns that people aren't being very neighborly anymore. I don't think he really realized that it's the fact that his job exists that actually encourages people to not be neighborly. But, you know, I wasn't there to persuade Carl. I was just there to have a conversation with him, try to understand better where it was that he was coming from. And I do. So we'll see what happens here. They still want me to come back to their court on the 29th, where there will be no jury. I'll be sure to make a point about that. And there will also be no way for me to call the woman that accused me. So this is not a real trial, is it, Mark? What is this exactly? Is this an administrative tribunal of some sort? How do you describe that?
I don't know. I mean, how can the city employee, in the course of his daily business, respond to a complaint, an accusation, go check out the accusation, then claim to be the accuser? I'm sorry. This is just...
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think what I'm going to do at this point, Mark, is since this woman has claimed she doesn't want to meet me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to approach the city with another offer. Since I gave them an offer the first time in court, Carl suggested that I might want to meet up with his boss, the head code enforcer guy, who's apparently also the assistant city manager. So I already have some rapport with the city manager. I have not met this assistant person. And so I'm going to go in there maybe and write up another perhaps I'll write up another agreement and essentially agree to not complain about this woman and not have anybody register any complaints about her if she'll just simply come and meet me. Again, I would like them to drop this issue. I would like this to just all go away. I'd like them to drop the issue, meet this woman.
You still want to meet this one?
I still want to find out who this lady is. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to move the couch until I get a neighborly discussion going on. I don't think I'm being unreasonable here.
Oh, I don't think you're being unreasonable either. I just, you know, I don't think that they're going to want to go back and say, all right, well, we talked to him and he says da 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 da. I don't think they're going to want to do that. I think they're going
to
say,
well they're
going
to have to put me in
you.
A cage then. I mean, because that's where this is going. If basically what's going to happen on the 29th, if they railroad me through this trial, which I did not consent to, and I made it clear that I didn't consent. So obviously the trial doesn't require my consent. So they're just going to go and railroad me through like they did with Sam down in Texas. They'll probably railroad me through, and then the judge will fine me, right? He'll fine $400 or $500 for the couch in the yard, and they'll order me to remove the couch. And I'm not going to pay the fine. And if I don't pay the fine, then that could result in either jail time or a lien being placed against my house, and then my house being stolen from me over a couch in the yard. So we'll see how far they want to take it. 800-259-9231. I don't think they realize what they're getting into here. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family. With machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Drink and